The defamation case brought by Dominion Voting Systems against Fox News is headed to trial this spring. Dominion is suing over Fox's airing of statements that could cast doubt on the integrity of electronic voting machines in amplifying claims that fraud occurred in the 2020 election. And now NPR News and the New York Times have jointly filed a brief asking a judge to unseal hundreds of documents related to the case. For more, we're joined by NPR Media correspondent David Falkenflik. Hey, David.
Hey, Deepa.
So we know that Fox News hosts have embraced conspiracy theories over the years. So what exactly is Dominion pointing to in this lawsuit?
Well, they're pointing in the days after the November 2020 presidential elections to the statements that were made by President Trump and some then President Trump and some of his campaign lawyers and surrogates claiming that their fraud had stolen the election from him and given it to Joe Biden, and really looking at two election technology companies, one of them Dominion and its machines. And Fox hosts often embraced it, certainly amplified those claims, gave a lot of airtime to them, despite there being a lot of good reason not to.
Yeah. I mean, there were some Fox journalists who challenged that on air in real time, right?
Yeah. I mean, one of the points of contention here that's interesting is that Fox can say legitimately, hey, our journalists and reporters went and chased down as specific accusations were being made in Maricopa County, Arizona, in Detroit, and other places, and chased those down and often debunked them for their viewers. In some ways, given Fox viewership's affinity for then President Trump, that's an audience really important for them to do it. But Dominion can say, look, one of the elements of showing defamation is that Fox not only broadcast damaging and false information, but did so either knowingly or with reckless disregard for the facts. And if their own reporters are debunking these things, why the heck are they being given such airtime on primetime?
Yeah. So, okay, moving forward, we're obviously part of the story now. NPR filed this brief with the New York Times. What more do you think both of these news agencies are hoping to find out from the sealed documents?
Well, we've had little glimpses over the course of the trial. We and others have been able to bring readers and listeners a sense of the degree to which there were moments where producers inside, the CEO of Fox News, even Sean Hannity under oath saying he never believed these claims of fraud for a second, that they didn't buy what they were presenting to the public. But there's a whole lot more evidence. I mean, they've done hours and hours of depositions, which is essentially testimony under oath taken in private with all these people on the Fox side. And we'd like to know more about what there is. They have scooped up presumably thousands of emails and text messages and other electronic communications. And there's some of the contentions being made here. One of the claims Dominion's making is not only did this happen on the air, but that this went from the bottom of the network to the top of the network CEO, Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott, but also to the top of Fox Corp, its parent company, and the Murdochs, Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch. One of the things that the Dominion is seeking is videotape of Rupert Murdoch's 90th birthday. We learned that from court filings this week. We'd love to see what there is there. Why is that important? Well, presumably there'll be tributes to Murdoch. One of the contentions Dominion makes are that the Murdochs are integrally involved in the functioning of this business. And Suzanne Scott, I came across this quote back in 2021. The CEO of Fox News said, when Rupert helped to take over the network for a brief couple of years after a scandal forced them to fire their then CEO, she said, quote, he learned everything about our business. It was interesting to watch how he methodically got himself fully entrenched in our day-to-day operation. We'd love to learn more about whether or not there's truth to that claim.
Mm. And one of the things Fox lawyers are doing is framing this as a free speech issue, and that a victory by Dominion could have a chilling effect on what journalists are allowed to say on the air. What could this case mean for news outlets going forward?
I think that's a really interesting question. I've raised that for media lawyers and for people who inside some of these organizations as well. The response that people offer, particularly outside the New York Times and NPR, is that this is different, that, they don't want it to be easy to prove defamation. It's an awfully high bar to meet. And at the same time, there have to be some limits. If this isn't defamatory, it may be hard to prove any case in court. And they argue there is a difference here. But nonetheless, it is a very unusual moment when you see news organizations interceding in a court proceeding to try to extract real-time messages internal to news organizations. It's the sort of thing that NPR and The New York Times usually try to fight off.
NPR media correspondent David Falkenflik, thank you.
You bet.